Good morning, this is Tyson and Emmy presenting your 11am Zedlines. In local news, the Anglian Schools Commission denies sacking a popular school principal over disagreements about compensating child sex abuse survivors. Anglican Schools Commission Chair, the Right Reverend Jeremy Greaves, says St. Paul's school principal, Paul Browning, was fired because of a, quote, broken relationship and, quote, drift in alignment. Dr. Browning planned to raise money for child sex abuse survivors by monetizing a learning tool called Realms of Thinking before the idea was rejected by the commission. Students wore the uniforms inside out on Thursday to protest the commission's decision to sack Browning.
Paradise Bakehouse in the coastal town of Moore Park Beach won the major title of Australia Best Pie at the annual official Great Aussie Pie Competition in Sydney. The pie competition was structured on a series of criteria, including the shape, colour, size, meat quality, flavour, and the quality of the pastry. The bakery had previously won the major title for the Best Gourmand Pie in 2021, but they were aiming for the Plain Pie title, but got the Best Pie title surprisingly.
In national news, Green Senator David Shoebridge has criticised a move by Andrew Downes, a former Chief of Staff of the Home Affairs and Cybersecurity Minister, Claire O'Neill, following his recent employment with Thales, a cybersecurity contractor and arms manufacturer. There are no rules against advisers moving directly into the private sector. However, Shoebridge questioned how someone with that much power could move directly into a related industry with no cooling-off period. The comments by Shoebridge came while supporting a motion calling for a stronger code of conduct around lobbying.
A list shared online by advocates of the No Voice campaign, which claims to demonstrate that Indigenous Australians already have a voice, has been found to be misleading and inaccurate. Cited in the list are 3,278 Aboriginal Corporation, 122-plus Aboriginal Agency, 3 advisory bodies, 35 regional councils and 48 land councils, among other categories. No evidence could be found of 35 regional councils, a number stemming from the now defunct Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island Commission, and the 3 advisory bodies is also inaccurate, with the Parliament Library reference the Coalition of Peaks as the last remaining federal advisory body.
In international news, the Supreme Court trial of 8 individuals in connection with Brazil's insurrection attempt in January has begun. The Supreme Court judge said that the riot is rampaged, quote, showing utter contempt for the Republic and imbued with the audacity of ignorance. Brazilian federal police are still pursuing the financial backers and masterminds of the coup d'etat, with President Lula claiming the former President Bolsonaro was, quote, involved up to his teeth.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11am. We will be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
This one goes out to Emily, who subscribed for the